Revenge is Bittersweet, narrated by Savannah Scarlett. Narrated for Capedo in collaboration with Saga. Revenge is Bittersweet by Kaj Ganitska. "Now you are damn well gonna get it," he mumbled dodgily to himself as he fumbled with the ropes hidden under the bed. Everything was well prepared down to the finest detail. He had spent his time wisely while waiting for his wife to get home last night from her weekly gossip meeting with her girlfriends. Two ropes were stretched out beneath the bed. One was placed almost all the way up by the headboard, and the other one down by the foot of the bed. He had made a small loop at the end of each rope, and through these loops, he hooked four pairs of handcuffs. He quickly glanced up from the floor to make sure his wife hadn't woken up. She was still a beautiful woman, small and delicate, but with enviable curves and ample breasts. They had been married for half an affinity, and now he had finally had enough. Not of her, though. He could never get enough of her, and that is what hurt the most. He loved her more than anything else on the planet, and she still turned him on like a hormonal and horny teenager. But she'd become so incredibly boring. She was always concerned about this and that. She would go to bed way too early, and oftentimes sulked if he came too close. Unless, of course, she decided that this was the right evening to have some fun beneath the covers. In that case, she demanded full effort on his part. She got insufferably sulky if his efforts didn't deliver orgasm by the time she felt was right. And if he had the nerve not to come at the same time as her, he'd get a stern telling off and a cold shoulder way into the wee hours of the night. Oh, how he despised her then. Did he get anything back for his efforts? Was she at all involved, turned on, and playful? Did she ever think about his pleasures, needs, and desires? To hell she did. She'd become a self-centred and selfish partner, taking no heed that there was actually two of them in the bed. What happened to the cheery and daring woman he'd fallen for? The woman who let him do anything and let him in everywhere? The woman who loved playing with his cock and got turned on even if it barely nodded its head in her direction? The woman that gave him blowjobs before he even properly awoke in the morning? That let him come in her mouth with a devilish smile? Or let him unload on her belly, breasts and pussy while she wanked him off in a way that only she could do? And without necessarily demanding anything in return. Back in the days, she'd been perfectly capable of satisfying herself too. She wasn't the least bit embarrassed by his horny, staring eyes as she fingered herself to load orgasms that rippled throughout her gorgeous body. It was an unrestrained, juicy and wet time he enjoyed with every inch of his being. It wasn't like that anymore, and now he was fed up. Wham! The handcuff was locked around her thin wrist. She turned over to the side and let out a grunt. He held his